Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 206. Are you making these mistakes with your sleep? Part 1 by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Happy Monday, happy first day of May. Wow, I can't believe it, it's May already. Thank goodness it's May 1st and not April 1st, so I don't have to deal with my wife's April Fool's jokes anymore. So welcome back to another week of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web. Today's post comes from Steve Kam, the creator of Nerd Fitness, and it's longer than what I typically read. Much, much longer, in fact. It's actually going to last all the way through Thursday. So I'm going to read the first part today and finish it over the next 3 days. Is it just me, or are these sleep-related posts always long? Now, Steve Pavlina wrote one that I had to break into 4 episodes. Actually, that was 100 episodes ago. So you could check that out too for more on sleep. That starts in episode 106. And this episode hits home with me at this point in my life. I've actually been a little bit sleep-deprived the last couple of weeks. So I'm excited to read this post to you. Let's get to it and start optimizing your life. Are you making these mistakes with your sleep? Part 1 by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. Sleep. Something we all need more of, but never seem to get. If only we had more time, right? If you told me a year ago that I would be getting my work done during the daytime hours and getting plenty of sleep, waking up early without feeling like Grumpelstiltskin, and actually being uber productive before noon, I would have called you an idiot. Sorry for calling you an idiot. I finally feel like I have a grip on my life thanks to an improved sleep strategy, and today we're going to cover how you can do the same. Don't worry, I won't go too deeply into the science behind why getting enough sleep is important. You're probably well aware that you function much better when you are well rested. However, as we've learned from Morpheus in The Matrix, quote, "Sooner or later, you're going to realize, just as I did, that there's a difference between knowing the path and walking the path," end quote. Let's take a trip to dreamland, shall we? Why sleep is awesome. Sleep is freaking important, and you should get more of it. Article over, I'm going on break. Just kidding. Before we cover why sleep is important, let's talk about what happens when you don't get enough. For example, if you manage to only get 4 hours of sleep, a sleep-deprived body can actually act similarly to an intoxicated body. Getting less sleep than average regularly? This is correlated with an increased body fat percentage, more issues with insulin sensitivity, and even a disproportionate decrease in lean muscle mass when eating a caloric deficit. We all know missing sleep can make us grouchy, miserable, unfocused, and unproductive. I know I'm going to have a crappy day in the gym when I don't get enough sleep the night before. I know not sleeping enough after a workout day can further hinder the muscle-building process. So what else happens when you don't get enough sleep? As so eloquently pointed out by Marc Cisson, quote, "One study found that skipped sleep led to a shrinking brain. Bye-bye, gray matter. The heart and kidneys also take a beating as does your blood pressure. You, in fact, put yourself at continually increased risk for a whole host of lifestyle diseases, including obesity and diabetes. The logical extension of this pattern? Numerous studies link partial sleep deprivation and/or disruption and increased mortality risk. End quote. Conversely, let's talk about the awesomeness that is sleep. Here are the benefits associated with getting enough shut-eye. 1. Sleep will enhance your memory performance and creative problem-solving skills. You know, those things that make you smart. 2. Sleep can boost your athletic performance. And we all know appearance is a consequence of fitness. 3. Sleep triggers the release of human growth hormone, or HGH, which plays a huge role in muscle and cellular regeneration. 4. Sleep cuts your risk for the common cold and other basic illnesses. Less sick days at work equals more productivity, more awesome, more leveling up. And 5. Sleep makes you more resilient to daily stress, aka more willpower. Moral of the story? Sleep is awesome. Yes, some adults can function perfectly on only 5 hours of sleep, while others need 9 to 10 hours of sleep to thrive. Most people will fall in that 7 to 9 range for sleeping needs. So let's get to the root of the problem for most. Quote, I know I need to sleep more, but my day is too busy and I just can't get to bed sooner or wake up any earlier. End quote. First and foremost, you're not alone. According to a recent report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, nearly a third of all working Americans get 6 hours or fewer of sleep a night. Now, does any of this sound like you? I'm always freaking tired and I need 5 cups of coffee to get through the day. Or, even on days when I get enough sleep, I wake up groggy. Or, I get to bed, but I toss and turn and it takes me forever to fall asleep. Or, I hit snooze 6 times before miserably crawling out of bed. Let's see if we can fix these issues. A perfect night of sleep. Let's imagine a perfect night. You go to bed at a time that you're happy with. You're not stressed out because you didn't just watch The Walking Dead. You're reading a good fiction book in bed that's putting you closer to sleep rather than checking your smartphone or screwing around on the internet. You twitch.tv. You sleep uninterrupted through the night. You have kick-ass dreams. When you wake up, either naturally or with an alarm, you immediately get out of bed without a single snooze and you feel good. You then crush your morning routine and dominate your day. If you're listening to this and laughing right now, you're not alone. I'd guess this is a pipe dream for a huge majority of our society because they're not sure how sleep actually works and thus have not made sleep a priority. It's time to start looking at sleep as one of your most important tasks. What are types of sleep? Like the Indiana Jones movies, sleep can vary in quality. Some types of sleep can be great, while some sleep can be crappy and potentially involve aliens. Let's take a quick look at the different stages of sleep first. We have rapid eye movement, or REM sleep, and non-rapid eye movement sleep. Non-REM sleep, stage 1. That's where you're kind of asleep, but not really, but working on it. This lasts about 5 to 10 minutes. Non-REM sleep stage 2. Your heart rate slows, your body temperature decreases, and you start to drop further into slumber. This can last about 20 minutes or so. Non-REM sleep stages 3 and 4, also called slow wave sleep, and each can last up to 30 minutes. REM sleep. This is the deepest form of sleep out there and the most important for mentally functioning the next day. It takes about 90 minutes to get to REM sleep. Focus on the two big steps, non-REM sleep and REM sleep. As WebMD points out, quote, during the deep stages of non-REM sleep, the body repairs and regenerates tissues, builds bone and muscle, and appears to strengthen the immune system, end quote. The body can go from stage 2 to 3 to 4, back to 2 and to 3, and then finally onto REM. When your body kicks into REM sleep, this is when your brain has increased activity and leads to dreaming, while your body is the most paralyzed and knocked out. Some studies say that REM is most important for restoring brain functions. What's crazy is that your entire morning can be dictated by what stage of sleep you were in before waking up. If you've ever only slept a few hours and woke up feeling great, or conversely slept plenty of hours but woke up groggy, this could explain it. Don't worry, I'll explain exactly how to stop this from happening. how to get better sleep. Hear that on tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part one of the post titled, "Are You Making These Mistakes with Your Sleep?" by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. And as promised, we'll hear part two on tomorrow's episode. Much of the data that Steve has shared that I just read to you is actually very, very accurate. It sounds like it's blown out of proportion, all these negative effects and all these positives that sleep can have on our bodies, but it's actually all very true. But don't let this stress you out to the point where you're going to lose sleep over it. It may not seem like it right now, but you truly can change your sleep habits. You just have to be patient with yourself. For me, especially during college and even during my master's, I thought I would forever be one of those who couldn't go to bed any sooner than 1 a.m., and wake up any earlier than noon the next day. But now I'm up at 5-something in the morning and I'm in bed by 10 at the latest, and I never thought that would be me. So definitely stick around, listen to the next episodes, and you'll see it can be changed, I promise. Now before we go, just a quick reminder that we give away books to random people on our mailing list every month. Plus, you'll get some helpful spreadsheet tools from us, and it's a nice way to show your support. It's all free. Just come by oldpodcast.com and enter your email address. You'll get the spreadsheets right away, and you'll be in all our raffles automatically. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your Monday. Have a great start to your week. I'll see you on tomorrow's show, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.